Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are burning on Broadway.
Welcome back. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me and broadcasting live. Mason University Heritage Foundation Entrepreneurship and Development Symposium in the Heritage Foundation building on Washington, on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. Great time here. I always love coming to Washington, one of my favorite cities on planet Earth. And we're having a great visit with our new friend, soon to be a member of our Brain Trust, Diane Katz, fellow in regulatory policy here at the Heritage Foundation, outstanding organization. That's heritage.org, isn't it?
That's
Diane?
Right. And we, heritage.org. And I hope your listeners, sign on and have a look.
Check it out, folks, because they do great work here at the Heritage Foundation, especially promoting free enterprise, the free enterprise economy, liberty, democracy. You guys do a lot of great work here, and I want to thank you for that, Diane. And I've been working with you guys for a long time, and you guys continue to be leaders in this area. We're talking about the impact of regulation. Policy and regulation on the negative impact on small businesses. Diane, clearly, in a complex economy like we have in America, some regulation is necessary. But regulation for its own sake is what's killing our economy, I think. It's certainly hurting small business owners. We're becoming more and more like Europe in that way. What can we do about this?
Well, there are a number of proposals session in Congress that are going to be systemic, changes, whether they be one of them, for example, would have have to give a vote to final regulations before they could take effect. Mm-hmm. Often that's, and what another idea is to
How about sunsetting a regulation?
Yeah,
they don't have any problem sunsetting a tax cut. Why don't they sunset?
Good point.
Tell the audience what that means. Tell the audience what that means.
Well, what it would mean would be that at some point, perhaps 5 years, for example, a regulation would have to be reviewed to see if it in fact was effective, whether the cost of it was worth what was being received, and it would be an automatic, check on
if it's still needed. How about if it's still needed?
Right. Exactly. Regulatory agencies. Regulations that either are not needed or are difficult to comply with. But it really comes down to Congress because, it's the members of Congress who write these laws that give these regulatory agencies all this power. And so, the real influence has to be voters on their selections for Congress.
Speaking of which, Diane, is it not true that when the laws are passed, they are handed over to the bureaucrats who then promulgate the laws into regulations? Isn't that where the problem is? Because those bureaucrats answer to no one. They're not elected. They can structure the regulations so that they perpetuate their own jobs.
Well, and every large organization, there are incentives for maintaining and increasing power, right? So if you have a Congress that perpetually hands, a free rein to regulatory agencies, then obviously we're going to end up with regulatory agencies seemingly running the world. And, we're at a point in the U.S., I think, at this point where there's a real crisis. I mean, the burden on small business in particular is unsustainable. And, now because, there are businesses have money to spend, but there's so much uncertainty out there.
Do you think the regulatory environment continues to, even after the last election and the extension of the current tax rates? Do you think that regulatory environment is still putting a damper on investment in America?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look what we have in the pipeline. We have the Dodd-Frank regulations. We have Obamacare. We have EPA, which is promising to regulate, you know,
carbon dioxide.
Right, yep. Virtually every enterprise in the U.S.
Yeah, yep.
I mean, all of those things are in the pipeline. And, you know, if I had a business, I certainly would want to hold on to the capital I had because
absolutely.
I have no idea what's coming, you know, what's going to descend on me.
And more's the pity. Folks, we've got to think about these things when we send people to Congress. Diane Kass, thanks for being here today. Good job today.
My pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Diane Kass with the Heritage Foundation, who's my host. Right now I'm broadcasting live from their building at the George Mason University Heritage Foundation Entrepreneurship and Development Symposium in Washington, D.C. I'll see you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.